The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, here's a really big topic that I can't possibly do justice to this morning. It's one of the most important topics that we can possibly talk about, and that is, what is the proper place in the life of a disciple of Jesus for money and material possessions? Big subject, very important subject. Is money evil? Are material possessions bad? Should we all be living on the street, like one of Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity sisters? No, no, and no, but learning the proper place for money and material possessions is one of the hardest and most important lessons that we can possibly learn. Okay. Those who seek first the kingdom of God, whose hearts belong to God, whose treasure really is in heaven, they have in their whole lives an unshakable, peaceful confidence and serenity that comes from knowing, I mean really knowing, that God really does provide. It's amazing. And when you know that, just deepest peace, and nothing can shake that peace. Those who do not seek first the kingdom of God, maybe they seek him second or third, they don't know that peace. And so they put their trust in money. They're constantly worried. And they never serve God with all of their hearts. It's always some fractional giving. Of course, Jesus wants you to know what that peace is. And that's why he says here in the gospel, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth. Store up treasures in heaven. Now, like I said, this is one of the hardest lessons you can possibly learn, because instinctively, we always learn to trust in what we can see. It's one of the hardest things in the whole world to learn how to trust in what you cannot see, but we have to learn that lesson. So just a couple little thoughts to help us do that today. One material and one spiritual. Okay. First of all, materially, do not create needs for yourself. We have an entire industry dedicated 24 hours a day to doing nothing else but to convince you that you need things that you do not need. What do we call that industry? Advertising, right? You thought you were just fine until you saw this advertisement for some product. Now you think you're deficient. But for just $19.95, plus shipping and handling, all will be set well. Do not create needs for yourself. Why? Because when you create needs for yourself, what you're actually doing is filling the wants of your heart. And you're taking up real estate in your heart, so to speak, that belongs to God. And I'm telling you, the more you possess, the more the things you possess possess you. And if you think that that isn't the case, I dare you to try to give away things that you own. And you find out how hard it is, and you realize just how attached you are. Don't create needs for yourself. Back when I was in high school, the high school chaplaincy, before I came to St. Jude, the football coach was also the father of three of the kids in high school. And he would tell me stories. And they would come to him and they'd say, Dad, I need these new shoes. Dad, I need this new coat. Dad, I need this new computer or whatever it might be. And he would always answer them, need or want? Learn the difference. Keep your heart free. This is why the saints lived such simple lives. It's not because material things were bad. It's because it occupied the heart's real estate, so to speak, and they greatly preferred to have it all belong to God, where the peace and the serenity came from. Learn to discover what you need and give away the rest. That's your material practice. Here's a spiritual one. It's something we have to wake up every single day and practice again and again and again. This is not something you just get right. It's more like silver that needs to be constantly polished because it's constantly going tarnished and bad. Jesus once said, unless you renounce all you possess, you can't be my disciple. I used to think that meant that we had to give away everything that we owned and live on the street. I'm beginning to realize now that it means that we have to live in complete detachment to everything around us, all of our material possessions. And you know one of the best ways to do that? Learn to give other people their preferences. You live with other people under their roof? Let them have their way again and again and again. It's a practice. But it's a very, very helpful practice. You know, there's going to come a moment in your life, very suddenly, in which almost everything you're worried about means nothing at all. I've seen this again and again in people's lives. It's usually a tragedy, I'm sorry to say. Could be a tragic illness. Could be a death in the family. And suddenly, in an instant, you realize what really matters and what never did. You and I need to learn the difference right now as we live. And why? So that God can truly be first. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Let's let our treasure be in heaven and our hearts belong to God alone. St. Aloysius Gonzaga, pray for us.